Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House!
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah.
I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
There is a big headline that the whole country, and really the world, should be celebrating. There were words that came out of the mouth of Dr. Fauci that you would think would be like push alerts on your phone. You should be getting messages from, you know, things that you follow and news organizations and family and friends, because Dr. Fauci came out and said this, and no one's covering it.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
What? Dr. Fauci just said that we are certainly, he used the word certainly, which means he's like certain of it, that we are out of the pandemic stage. This should be breaking national news. If you're only hearing this now because you're listening to me, then you should be asking yourselves a lot of questions. How did I not know this? Because this actually was said on April the 26th. So look at your phone right now. Look down at your watch. Look at the date calendar if you still have one of those, and see what the date is. And realize that on the morning of April the 26th, Dr. Fauci broke massive news.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
Okay, so can we all just give a little clap here, a little round of applause? Like, this is a huge moment. We should be going out in the streets and banging pots and pans together. We should be hugging one another. Now, if we're out of the pandemic stage, that means that any of the tyrannical lockdowns or regulations should immediately disappear. There should be no masking anywhere in this country if we are out of the pandemic stage. There shouldn't be no rules and guidance to deal with anything that has dealt with COVID over the last 2.5 years, right? And you would think that we would have a party and celebrate this.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
This is incredible. But they don't want you to know this. There's still money to be made. There's still power to be grabbed. Also want to remind you very quick, if you've not hit that subscribe or auto download button so you get our podcast alerts every day so you know we've got the new show out there, make sure you hit that real quick while you're listening. Now, in fact, Dr. Fauci, after saying what I just played for you, has let the world know he's not going to the White House Correspondents' Dinner that's been canceled for the last several years because of the pandemic, because he's afraid that it could be a super spreader event, even though that you actually have to be vaccinated and have a negative COVID test of the on the day of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. Now, if we are outside of the pandemic stage, then why is Dr. Fauci not attending the White House Correspondents' Dinner? It's a question we should all be asking.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
I still don't know how this isn't on the headline, the front page of every newspaper in America. I don't know how CNN, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS is not telling you this. I don't know how this isn't trending number one right now on social media. You would think that this would be trending, that Dr. Fauci has come out. Well, let me tell you where he said this and how we got the audio. He went on a no-name program and buried this until the very end of his conversation. He went on PBS NewsHour. No one watches it, right? And he says at the end of his interview that the U.S. is out of the pandemic phase. This is the top public health official who has helped, quote, lead the national response to COVID-19 for more than 2 years. And he is saying that we are out of the woods. We are out of the pandemic stage. The pandemic is over. It's over. The pandemic is over. We're out of the pandemic phase. He didn't say that COVID-19 is over. I'm not implying that COVID-19 is over. There are still people getting COVID. And yes, there are still 300-400 people a day dying in this country, in theory, from COVID. But the pandemic is over. So if the pandemic is over, why aren't we celebrating it? Why isn't the media talking about it? Why aren't they breaking in to coverage to let you know this massive news? They don't want you to know this. How many things have they been able to get away with because we've had a pandemic? They've been able to shut down our schools, shut down our businesses, shut down our churches, alter and change the way that we run elections. This is significant. They've been able to tell us how to run our business even when we're open and limit to our businesses. They've been able to make billions and billions of dollars and give billions and billions and billions of dollars to their family and friends who have businesses related to the pandemic. That's what we do know about all of this. Like, that's the reality of this. So if you want to know why he buried it in a PBS interview, didn't do this, he didn't go and have a major press conference. You got to ask yourself the other question. Why did the White House not do a press conference on the 26th? Wouldn't you think that this would be some good press for you at the White House? Right? Like, to me, this is really good press. You go out there and you say, we were excited to tell you that, look, we're going to keep monitoring this thing. We're going to keep watching this thing, but we are out of the pandemic phase of this. Right? That's something that everyone should cherish. That's something that everyone should be excited about. Why would you not say this to the American people? Well, let me let you hear the second part of what Fauci had to say. After declaring that we are certainly outside of the pandemic stage of COVID-19, which should be the biggest headline in all of the country, really in the world, that the United States of America has declared that we are out of the pandemic stage, and still nothing from this administration.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now. So if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are. what we hope to do.
By the way, I love this. He goes, are we, he even answers his own question. So are we out of the pandemic stage in this country? We are. How is this not wall-to-wall coverage? We have survived it. We've done it. Right? We've moved it. Now I'll tell you exactly why. Because we've got bigger problems, right? The left is fuming over Elon Musk buying Twitter, and it's about white power is now what they're saying. It's about white power. That's the new thing. Now he's a misogynist because he called out a woman who's in charge of legal at Twitter for shutting down the Hunter Biden story. Now he's a evil woman hating evil white man. An array of left-wing personalities were covering the Twitter story, right, in the wake of this sell to Elon Musk. And now they've deemed it a victory for, quote, white power and white nationalism that will silence progressive voices and amplify racists and others on the right, including Donald Trump. That's not what they're saying. And they're covering this because we don't have time to cover the end of the pandemic in America, that it's over. Right. You got MSNBC worried that Musk will shadow ban and censor people, which is exactly what has happened right now. You have the White House press secretary who's asked questions not about the end of the pandemic. This is what they were focused on at the White House. Watch Jen Psaki react to Elon Musk buying Twitter on the same day that the pandemic in America has ended.
Just a quick one on the breaking news. Twitter agreeing to let Elon Musk purchase. Do you have a response to that? And does the White House have any concern that this new agreement might have President Trump back on the platform?
Well, I'm not going to comment on a specific transaction. What I can tell you as a general matter, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause. He's been
okay. So now we're in favor of censoring big tech when they stopped working for you. Now you want to censor big tech. So that's the headline that Washington is telling you about that matters, right? Big tech is now the worst thing in the world. Big tech is what you need to focus on. And we were against reining in big tech when they were rigging the system against us. How rigged was the system? It's incredibly rigged. Liberals are fuming not only over the purchase of Twitter, but now they're fuming over the fact that Republicans have clearly been let out of jail. I'll even give you a headline from a liberal website that's not reporting that the pandemic is over in America. No, the Daily Beast is now reporting Dems are hemorrhaging followers and Republicans are picking up astronomical number of followers since the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk. Just days after Musk followed through on his promise to buy Twitter, it would seem that many ordinary users have followed through on oaths to, quote, quit the platform should a deal come to pass. Musk announced a $44 billion agreement with a social media company. And then there was a noticeable drop in high-profile left-leaning figure followers count that has led to Twitter confirming to NBC News on Tuesday that the recent fluctuations were, quote, organic. If you believe this, you're stupid. Former President Barack Obama has lost more than 300,000 followers after Musk's announcement, and they want you to believe that that's organic. No, it couldn't be bots and fake followers that prop these people up on their platforms. No, that couldn't be it at all. They want you to believe that 300,000 random people quit Twitter that were following Barack Obama. Not that he had fake followers, not that they juiced the numbers to make them look bigger than they actually were.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable. So you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No,
we didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
the
problem. We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4, and now we're like, oh my god!
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young,
kids, and so self-involved,
egomaniacs, and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them,
and then
you get into as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. We've known for a long time that Twitter has been shadow banning and silencing conservatives. I've picked up more followers in the last 48 hours than I have in the last 5 years combined. I'm not the only one. But we also knew that they were clearly pushing algorithms and allowing for bots to follow liberals to make them look more prominent and bigger than they actually are. Now, again, Twitter is saying to NBC News that the recent fluctuations were organic rather than automated by bot activity. Former President Barack Obama lost 300,000 followers. That's not the only one. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, AOC all experienced five-figure drops of their own. Yeah. Personalities that are conservative? Ho-ho. Big days for us, right? This is like a big party. My phone has been blowing up with friends on Twitter who are going, this is unbelievable how many people I'm gaining, which actually makes you mad because you realize how much they were able to suppress freedom of speech in this country by just silencing people because you can't find them and their tweets don't show up and what you're saying doesn't show up on people's timelines. I mean, you look at Representative Matt Gaetz. He gained more than 25,000 followers in a day. Ron DeSantis found his follower count boosted by nearly 100,000. Senator Ted Cruz gained a fresh 50-plus thousand in 24 hours after all this goes down. So when they decided, okay, Elon Musk now owns it and we can't keep playing the games this way, then they're like, all right, well, now we'll get to see what the real world looks like. So when Obama loses 300,000, it's real people. We promise you. But when 50,000 people come to a Republican, they're like, well, we don't know. We'll have to look into it. These people are anti-freedom. They're anti-democracy. They're anti-freedom of speech. They are the worst people in the world. And while they're all focused on this, right, you've got tyrants like Dr. Fauci who are out there who are making actually really big news, telling us, and no one's covering this, that the pandemic phase of COVID-19 America is over and no one has broken in with any news about it.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase.
That should be on every single news station. It should be a huge conversation and a look back at where we are. But what does the White House focus on? We're focused on reigning in big tech because we lost one of them. We lost Twitter. So now the White House says we are in favor of reigning in big tech.
Well, I'm not going to comment on a specific transaction. What I can tell you as a general matter, no matter who owns or runs Twitter, the president has long been concerned about the power of large social media platforms, the power they have over our everyday lives, has long argued that tech platforms must be held accountable for the harms they cause. He's been a strong supporter of fundamental reforms to achieve that goal, including reforms to Section 230, enacting antitrust reforms, requiring more transparency, and more. And he's encouraged that there's bipartisan interest in Congress. In terms of what hypothetical policy...
I love this, right? There's bipartisan support for us to rein in Elon Musk because now we're in favor of shutting you guys down and attacking you and limiting you, right? That's what we're all about here. Only because the game now is not rigged in our favor. Beforehand, when it was rigged in our favor, we never wanted to rein in a private company. And we said that private companies can do whatever they want to because they're a private company. Now that the company literally has gone private, right? No longer even a publicly traded company. Twitter's a private company. Well, we're going to have to look at this. We're going to have to look at this censorship. That's what we're going to have to look at. You look at this news cycle and you look at what has happened. We should have had a press conference in the White House declaring congratulations, good news. The pandemic phase of COVID-19 in the United States of America after 2.5 years is over. For a guy that had no problem going on every single news station, every single weekend for years, telling you how to live your life, he sure did disappear when he was telling you that you get your life back and the pandemic phase is over. News organizations with the bad news or in the lockdowns were out there every day putting out the propaganda to you for 2 years. Now they have a story that people would want to hear. I would assume that you and many others would actually want to hear that the pandemic phase is over. Who wouldn't want to hear that? If you're a normal human being, that isn't a psychopath, right? Like, who really wouldn't want to hear this? Who wouldn't? Nowhere to be found. Everyone is silent. There is going to be a reckoning. And the world is changing, and times are changing, and free speech is changing in this country right now. And that is a good thing. But when we see something like that, we need to call out those who are doing it. We need to make sure that people understand that we are not going to sit idly by, okay, and just allow them to get away with this type of ridiculous behavior, because having the pandemic in is the biggest headline, I would argue, of the year.
We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We are at a low level right now. So if you're saying, are we out of the pandemic phase in this country? We are. what we hope to do, I don't believe, and I've spoken about this widely, we're not going to eradicate this virus. If we can keep that level very low and intermittently vaccinate people.
There it is. Intermittently, if we can keep it low and then I can keep the vaccines going for the rest of your life, we're going to be okay. But you got to have the vaccines intermittently. Listen.
And I don't know how often that would have to be, Judy.
I guess it depends on how often they're giving you a paycheck, Dr. Fauci. Right? The pandemic phase is over, but you're still going to need to get these vaccines.
That might be every year. That might be longer in order to keep that level low. But right now, we are not in the pandemic phase in this country.
He says it twice. Right now, we are not in the pandemic phase in this country. And he only says it on PBS NewsHour because they know that no one's watching there. Let's go back to the White House press corps. They're at the White House. They're asking questions on the same day that this news is made about Twitter. And are they asking any questions about, hey, by the way, White House, do you have any thoughts on the pandemic being over? Dr. Fauci said this. Why didn't he say it at the White House podium? Why didn't you guys have a press conference? Why didn't you come out with a major statement from the White House about the pandemic phase of COVID-19 is over? Why didn't you let the American people know this? Why would you want to be gray area or ambiguity on this? Why would you hide this headline? Oh, no, no. The press is focused on Twitter and Elon Musk because he's apparently the worst person in the world now.
These might happen. I'm just not going to speak to that at this point in time.
On the situation at the border and Title 42, Congresswoman...
And then we just move on. Do you notice how fast? One question on Elon Musk buying Twitter. Now we'll move on to the border and the pandemic. No, we won't ask any questions about the pandemic. Pandemic's over. Big headline. Should people know about it? Nah, we're not going to talk about that. There's no need to have this discussion. There's no need to have a conversation about it. There's no need to talk about any of it, right? We're totally fine. We'll just move on from this as quick as we possibly can. Because if we don't tell you about it, then you don't know what actually happened. We'll focus on the need to get away from fossil fuels, right? State Department putting out propaganda yesterday talking about fossil fuels. Saying, well, our real problem is we know Russia's always going to be holding us hostage. So that's why we need to get rid of fossil fuels altogether. You want to know what's going on at the border? Mayorkas, moments ago, testifying before Congress. He had to say about once Title 42 is lifted, quote, we expect migration levels to increase. So the White House knows that what they're trying to do is flood this country with illegal immigrants. Maybe we should talk about that at the White House. Nah.
With the Title 42 public health order set to be lifted, we expect migration levels to increase as smugglers seek to take advantage of and profit from vulnerable migrants.
So you know this, and you're going to allow them to profit from these vulnerable migrants. That's the official White House position. You would think somebody would ask that question right after we celebrate the fact the pandemic phase of all of this is over, right? Don't forget, that's kind of a big deal. We also have some other interesting breaking news that deals with Hunter Biden. Of course, no one is going to want to talk about this, but we now know that Hunter Biden's business associate went many more times to the White House to do deals with Joe Biden. White House's response, that was over 10 years ago. Get over it. Move on. It was a long time ago. Hunter Biden's business partner visited the White House 8 more times than we knew about. His business partner, Eric Swarren, visited the White House 8 more times in 2016 to visit then Vice President Joe Biden's chief of staff. According to White House visitor logs obtained by Fox News. Anybody talking about this? Nah. This dude who he met, Biden's chief of staff, Steve Ricchetti, currently serves as President Biden's White House counsel and was the president of the investment firm Sherwin and Hunter Biden, managed Rosemont Seneca Partners. This man was also Biden's chief of staff from 2013 to 2017. So his chief of staff is working with Hunter Biden, making money, gets back out, leaves, and now he's at Biden's White House counsel while he's the president. The 8 additional meetings of the White House are in addition to 19 visits, the New York Post reported Saturday. In total, the business partner of Hunter Biden visited the White House 27 times between 2009 and 2016 that we know of. We also know that Biden met was swearing at least one time on the record in the West Wing. The meetings are significant because Joe Biden has claimed no knowledge of Hunter Biden's family business schemes. The contact between Joe Biden and Swearin directly contradicts Joe Biden's repeated claims. The Post and Fox News reporting adds a 12th time that Joe Biden has allegedly been involved in the family business dealings as well. What did Joe Biden say to you, the American people and the voters, when he was asked about his involvement with Hunter Biden's business dealings? What did he
say? I've never spoken to my son about business dealings. I've never spoken to my son about business dealings.
And so how do you know?
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader? If that's what happened, that appears what happened. You should be looking at Trump. Trump's doing this because he knows I'll beat him like a drum. And he's using the abuse of power and every element of the presidency to try to do something to smear me. Everybody looked at this and everybody's looked at it and said there's nothing there. Ask the right question.
Ask the right questions. I'll yell at you, reporter, for asking me. I've never spoken to my son about this overseas business dealings. And here's what I know. Trump deserves to be investigated. And you should be looking at Trump. Well, Joe Biden's a liar. Media covering it? No.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already. We didn't either when we were watching this.
We didn't realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young kids and
so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer. Subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben. On Tuesday, by the way, in response to all of this about how many meetings, like dozens of meetings, with Hunter Biden's business associates happened at the White House, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about Swearin's visits to the White House. She referred to them now as visits from more than 10 years ago. Now, that's also not true because he was visiting the White House at least 27 times up until 2016. 10 years ago would be 2026. That's how stupid they think you are at the White House. But she says, I really, quote, don't have more details or information on them, referring to the meetings. And what happened? The White House press corps moved on. Now, despite Biden's claims of no involvement, we know otherwise. In fact, 58% of Americans now believe, this is the highest number ever, 58% believe Joe Biden has played a role in his family's businesses. 60% now say Hunter Biden sold influence and access to Joe Biden, which seems about right because 40% of the country is hardcore lefties, Democrats, and they don't care how corrupt Hillary Clinton is or Joe Biden or Barack Obama or any of these people are as long as they're winning. Same people that want to keep, you know, Twitter the way it is. Oh, and we also found out today, this is also amazing, right? We found out today that 98% of all political donations from Twitter employees went to Democrats. Let that sink in. If you want to know why they had to put in protections when Elon Musk bought the company to make sure that crazy liberals didn't go rogue within Twitter, it's because 98% of the people that work at Twitter are hardcore lefties that actually give money to campaigns of lefties. Now, Biden has continued to claim he has no involvement in his son's business dealings. The American people are starting to wake up and say, we don't believe you. The same poll also found that 67% of Americans believe Joe Biden should be impeached if he secretly participated and facilitated in family business while in public office. And it's very clear that the only way these business dealings became a reality is because Joe Biden was involved. Now, the White House has had to change very quickly what their talking points are on all of this. That first it was, we're not involved. Then it was, well, he doesn't know about. Then it was, he was basically uninvolved most of the time. Then it was only while he was a private citizen. Then there's 5.1 million, 5.2 million, I should say, that shows up in Biden's earnings that no one can figure out where the money's coming from. And I think we now all know. White House now says, well, it doesn't really matter because it was 10 years ago, even though it wasn't 10 years ago. as recently as 6 years ago. And we don't even know how many business deals have taken place while he's been the president. This is just going back to when all these deals that we know about from the laptop were there. How many times have people come to the White House to meet with the president now? That's the other question that should be asked. What's happened in the last year that we don't know about? Because we also know the Secret Service, they can't, quote, find the records of all the meetings at the Delaware House, or I should say houses, right? We have no idea what meetings have taken place there because they can't find any records. They lost them all from the last year. Lost all of them, right? They lost them all. We have no idea. So if you want to know who's there, we don't know. You want to know who he's meeting with? We don't know. You want to know if there's people buying influence? We don't know. We have no idea. No clue at all. CBS News has also come out and said this about House Republicans. And if they gain control of the House, what's going to happen with all of this? Take a listen.
In private discussions with CBS News, House Republicans have said if they take back the House and control of these committees, they want to launch a handful of investigations. And what they shared with us is the origins of COVID-19 with a specific focus on U.S. research dollars and what they were used for at the lab in Wuhan. The second, immigration on the southern border. And then third, Hunter Biden's business dealing and whether there are national security implications and whether any laws were broken. Separately, we know through our reporting at the investigative unit that the U.S. attorney in Delaware is considering possible tax fraud violations as well as money laundering and violations of something called FARA, which is the Foreign Agents Registration Act that requires American citizens to register with the Department of Justice when they are acting on the behalf of a foreign government.
So if you want to know how important the midterm elections are, that's what's at stake. This is going to be the ball game. White House press secretary, we don't know anything about these visits. They were 10 years ago. Shut up, America. Right? We can do whatever we want to do. You guys get in line. Shut up. I'll give you a 20-second soundbite. We'll move on, and you guys better move on to the White House press corps. Check your box. You ask the question, and no one will see it, right?
On Hunter Biden, the New York Post is reporting, looking at White House visitor logs, there were 19 visits to the White House while the president was vice president by Hunter Biden's business partner, including one with the vice president. Can you help us understand why that business partner had access and what those meetings were about?
I don't have any information on that. I'm happy to check and see if we have any more comment.
I love that she says she doesn't have any information on that. Don't have any information. No clue. No idea. No clue what's happening. Don't have any information. But I just know that Biden's closest business partner made 19 visits. Now we find the others. Now we're up to 20-something visits. Don't know anything about it. Right? 10 years ago. Right? 10 years ago. Nothing to see here. Don't need to know any of it. No big deal. The only people reporting this are those crazy people over at Fox News and Fox Business, right?
President Biden claiming over and over he knew nothing about his son Hunter's business dealings. But new reports from the New York Post show that Hunter's closest business partner made at least 19 visits to the White House and other official locations between 2009 and 2015, including a sit-down meeting with then-Vice President Joe Biden in the West Wing.
Numbers wrong. Not 19. We've added to it now. It's at least 27. I say at least because I have a feeling there's probably even more meetings that we don't know about yet. But we know that this dude went to the White House 27 times between 2009 and 2016. But the media wants you to be focused on the terrifying possibility that Elon Musk might expose the left, and they want you to focus on the fact that they say that that means it's basically un-American. They say it's a threat to democracy and freedom because the system is no longer rigged in their favor. They want you to believe that 300,000 liberals quit Twitter, and that's why Barack Obama's Twitter account went down by 300,000. It's not that, folks. They juiced the numbers. They made it where liberals were prominent, Republicans were silenced, where liberals got all the things they wanted off of social media, and Republicans couldn't reach anyone. When you go up by 100,000 followers in 24 hours, it is not because of anything else outside of an algorithm change, and people can actually find your name. When I pick up more followers in 48 hours than I have in the last 5 years, What other proof do you need of just how rigged the system was against conservatives? And I'm still not done, by the way, with our dive that we're doing into Google, because we also know now that Google has been suppressing emails from conservative candidates and causes and fundraising emails to make sure that Republicans, it's virtually impossible to raise money through email. The number one way, by the way, of raising money, by putting 90% of all conservative fundraising emails into your spam folder, while only 9% of Democrats go into spam. All I can tell you is things are changing quickly for the better. But we have a payoff coming, and that's the midterms. And if we don't pick the perfect candidates in the primaries, if we don't stand behind them, if we don't keep pushing to expose, the headlines will never reach the people. The pandemic phase of COVID-19 is over. Fauci said so, and no one told you but me. Fauci said it. Didn't have a press conference, didn't go to the White House podium. They didn't want you to know the pandemic phase is over. So they buried it on PBS where no one's watching at the end of an interview so they could say they did do it. And the media said, oh, we understand. We don't want to tell you this. Right, this isn't something we want to tell you, so we'll keep it quiet as well. Make sure you share our podcast, please. If you would do that, it would help us grow. Please hit the subscribe or auto download button, and most importantly, please write us a 5-star review. It helps us on the podcast charts reach new people. And I'll see you back here tomorrow. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
So a couple years ago, I hit 40 years old, and man, did things change. I didn't have the same strength and vitality that I had before, and I didn't have what I wanted, and that was the ability to work out and have a blast doing it. So then the pounds started packing on. Well, thank goodness I found Chalk, C-H-O-Q, and they're helping real American men just like you maximize your masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now, I've been taking the Chalk Vitality Stack for over a year now, and not only am I working out, I've now lost 50 pounds. So if you're ready to maximize your masculinity today, go to Chalk, C-H-O-Q.com, and use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. C-H-O-Q.com, code Ben, limited time offer. Subscription is cancelable at any time. Chalk.com.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.